Hey, baby, this is Chris Johnson.
That's my phone sex voice. Didn't know I had that, did you? I keep it in the holster just in case I need it one day. You know, I've been working two jobs for a while now, and I'm looking for a way out. Maybe that's it. I do sports at the radio station. I've done that full-time for about 9 years now, and I've been on the air there now for almost 10, like filling in and shit. When I applied for the radio station, I applied for like a sports radio station, and I interviewed with a guy who was dumb as a box of fucking hammers, and I just got asked like, well, why do you want to get into sports, Chris? And I was like, well, because I like it, buddy. He's like, well, you've never done anything with sports, Chris. And I was like, well, asshole, I just graduated from college, you fuck. What the fuck was I going to do with sports? I played sports. What fucking sports job was I supposed to have in college, you fucking idiot? I was a fucking RA and I worked at a dining hall in college. Well, who's your favorite player, Chris? Like, fuck the fuck? Am I seven, asshole? So that interview didn't go well. But I ended up getting a job at a news station as a result of it. So I guess it kind of worked out. And at that station, I do the sports and I can basically do whatever the fuck I want. Like, I get carte blanche. I'm trusted that much. Like, do whatever the fuck it is you do. And I'm left alone. So it's fucking great. I wouldn't trade any of it. I'm glad I don't work at the fucking sports station. If I had to talk about sports all day, you know, get into the minutia with moron fucking callers about the, you know, the third line center on the fucking hockey team or the starting pitcher of this fuck, I'd want to fucking jump off a goddamn building. So this is great. It's been working out great for me. One of the ways I keep updated on sports is I have a bunch of apps on my phone. They send me updates. I get sports updates. The old team stream update. You know, you put your teams in there. It's like, oh, you know, the Toronto Blue Jays have named Aaron Sanchez the starter. Like, oh, great. That's great news. I might use that tomorrow. Shit like that. There's a troubling trend, though, with this shit. And it's because of social media. It's because of Facebook. It's because of Twitter. That shit that people are tweeting and posting is somehow becoming news. It's somehow coming to me in the guise of a sports update. For example, right now, today, as I'm recording this, it's a Saturday. So I got an update on my phone about like college football. And I don't remember what the fuck it was, but it's like, this team did this and passed for this many yards, and then this guy danced in the end zone, and Twitter reacts. And I think to myself, wait a minute. Some of that's not news, goddammit. Twitter reacts isn't fucking news. I don't want to hear about Twitter reacts. Twitter doesn't react. Twitter is a group of assholes. It doesn't react. It's not a fucking monolith. It's a group of dicks. Twitter's a fucking bathroom stall. It's a fucking message board. It doesn't react to anything. It doesn't have cognitive thought. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't. It's not alive, goddammit. It's not a fucking, it's a thing. It's not a fucking person. It doesn't react to anything. So anytime they fucking post that, anytime they say fucking Twitter reacts, I'm going to get like a dumb fucking saying from some random asshole on Twitter. Like as if it's fucking news. It'll say like, you know, John Q. Schmuck from Frog Balls, Arkansas passed for 200 yards. Twitter reacts and some dick will just be like, man's arm was on fire. And it'll give it like his Twitter handle, like at DizzyDick22. And I think to myself, like the fucking Twitter handle is like in there, like at DizzyDick22. Like who the fuck is that? Who the fuck is that guy, man? I don't know who the fuck that is. Like why is fucking Dizzy Dick giving me news? And why are you trying to pass that shit off as fucking news? You know what I mean? It happens on fucking news stations too. If you turn on fucking CNN or Fox or MSNBC during any of their fucking inane dipshit coverage of fucking any event, on the bottom, they'll show like tweets. Who the fuck cares what some random schmuck thinks about anything? That's the equivalent of like me walking into the grocery store and just seeing a movie. Like let's just say I saw, what's that? Like Jason Bourne or whatever the fuck, right? And I just walk up to somebody and I'd be like, Jason Bourne, man, still got it. And some guy would be like, dude, who the fuck are you? Get away from me. That's what Twitter is. Twitter is me being a dick to a guy at the store and him telling me to fuck off. We collectively should be telling Twitter users to fuck off. But instead, that shit's getting shoved down our throats in the form of fucking news. And it pisses me off. Fuck. It's not fuck. Jesus fucking Christ. It's not fucking news. I don't give a shit what at Crutches54 thinks. I don't know who that is. This is what we do now. Instead of like reporting, we just like grab random fucking tweets and we read them. Everybody does that now. I don't get why. Oh my God, it pisses me off. And speaking of pissing me off, this Colin Kaepernick thing is still going on. And no, he still doesn't piss me off. I still don't care what he does. I'm not reversing course on my previous Colin Kaepernick podcast where I was annoyed with the media coverage of it. But here's what I'm annoyed at now. I'm less annoyed that he's doing the protest and less annoyed that other people are joining in on the protest and more annoyed with people continually bitching about the protest that now I'm kind of digging his protest. Keep fucking kneeling, man. Do whatever the fuck it is you got to do. I can tell you right now, some of the batshit crazy calls I've gotten on this guy leave me to think, I don't know, maybe he's got a point. I still don't know, and I still don't give a shit, and he can still do whatever the fuck he wants, and I still don't like him as a quarterback, and, you know, fuck his team. But if schmucks are going to keep, like, burying you with such fucking venom, then I'll be on your side. Let's go out on the old phone sex voice.
Ooh, why don't you send me a tweet, baby? Yeah, at Johnson Hates You. You can also subscribe to the podcast on Podbean or other places, but it only works if you have your hand down your pants.